This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3561. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hall. You are the Men's Room. On tap today, it's a Seattle Sunday-inspired Bad Choice Friday. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click clack. Drunk, aren't I drunk?
All right, here we go to Michigan, where a church and a brewery join forces to help you pray to the porcelain god. Meanwhile, a Texas woman used fake checks to buy $50,000 in stamps and was convicted of fraud. Teens rickrolled entire school district to show breaking into their network was easy. 66-year-old inmate gets 6 more months in jail for doing something sleazy. And a Kentucky sheriff braces for 10,000 idiots this weekend at Redneck Rave. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, if you are a golf fan, then you might know that the 2021 Shriners Children's Open is going on in Las Vegas. If you're not a golf fan, well, the 2021 Shriners Children's Open is going on in Las Vegas. Now, you might be one of those people who thinks that golf is boring. Well, guess what, friends? Golfer Hideki Matsuyama, he decided to turn it into a contact sport yesterday. What did he do? Well, he accidentally smashed a fan in the head with a bad drive. The guy was knocked to the ground. He was bloodied, required stitches, went to the hospital. He's expected to recover, but he still had to do a GoFundMe to cover those pesky medical bills. But then there's that woman in Canada. I believe we talked about her earlier this week. Now, she was almost hit in the face, not by a golf ball, but by a meteorite that smashed through the roof of her house and slammed into her pillow next to her head where she'd been sleeping. Now, keep in mind, the average meteorite travels at about 100,000 miles an hour. Meteor travels at about 100,000 miles an hour. It enters the Earth's atmosphere and starts to slow down, and they equate it basically to the speed of a bullet if you fired the bullet into a body of water, assuming the bullet weighs 3 pounds and the water is your house. Now, unlike the golf fan, she was not hit. However, just like the golf fan that was hit, A woman in Missouri, she was hit in the face. No golf balls or meteorites were involved in her story. No, she was hit in the face the good old-fashioned way with a bottle. See, she tried to break up a fight among a husband and his wife. I don't know if she knew them or not, but she tried to intervene, and she got hit in the face with a bottle for her trouble. But you see what's happening here. See, sometimes you get hit. Sometimes you almost get hit. And it doesn't matter to us which story you want to share with us, but that is the nature of today's question, which is quite simply, what was the thing that hit or almost hit you?
Be a part of the Big Show. Call 206-421-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9
KISW. Home of Jones, away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3561 on this positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
What a large and a charge program we have for you today, man. This might even be too much show today.
I don't even think so.
Yeah, this is a lot. We got a lot of stuff going on today.
Got 8 hours of show in 4 hours.
We're going to cram it all in there.
We can do it, man.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. The exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. If Ted does not get in a win column today, no worries. We will have a Ted versus the FCC redemption coming up with a Men's Room Happy Hour, which follows this very program Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock, you see. Yes, yes. As we
redemption?
Go live to the Odyssey app and have a little fun with more Men's Room. And the rules that we have to go and follow on this these very airways do not apply to the Men's Room app here.
That is correct.
We get to cut loose a little bit. So we've got Ted versus the FCC redemption coming up, and we'll do our NFL picks for the weekend. And we know we have a listener that really likes that.
Oh,
so
loves them.
We're going to keep on doing it until they just get their fill of it. So NFL picks coming up, and FCC redemption on the Men's Room happy hour on the Odyssey app. Of course, the return of Ted versus the FCC is coming up. We will drink and toast in the weekend with a shout of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Sam on.
Now, The Sunday on the Rock is Seattle Sunday, as we'll be spotlighting Seattle bands, Nirvana, Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Screaming Trees, the Northwest bands that basically defined rock music in the 90s. And that coincides with our Breaking Wave Seattle podcast, which will air at 6 o'clock right here on KISW. Listen to it now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get the podcast, or check it out 6 o'clock on Sunday. So we're featuring Seattle today, but we're not featuring any of the Seattle bands from the 90s.
What?
As a matter of fact, we're not really featuring a lot of the Seattle bands that we actually play here at KISW. You remember producer Quincy Jones?
I said this to Castle earlier. I'm a Quincy Jones fan. I think the man's brilliant. He has written one song I hate, and you're listening.
Now,
he wrote the theme to Shaft. He wrote the theme to Sanford and Son.
Now, this was for Hunger in Africa.
Correct? Yeah, I don't care. It doesn't make the song good.
And that was also Live Aid was the same thing, right? So there were a couple of big things that went on back in the
day. This was all like Live Aid. There's some hungry people on another continent. Yeah. He wrote this song.
And then they had the, what was the one that was like Band Aid? Do They Know It's Christmas? Who did that help?
I don't know.
That's Bob Dylan.
That's Bob Dylan.
No lie. Do we make a better day? Do we make a better day?
How the hell are you getting a record contract?
He's like the kid that ate glue in school, but at your Christmas program, they gave him a solo anyway.
Just treat him like everybody else. There you go, everybody. Rudy. Yes, we are the world. Take it on Kenny Loggins. You music historians out there,
Kenny Loggins is from Everett. Shut up.
We don't care. It's close enough.
Also, Kenny Loggins can't lose this week.
Why?
Because he's on We Are the World.
No, he's not.
He was on We Are the World.
The
so Kenny Loggins
double
is going
to Kenny Loggins.
Is being played today.
Of course Kenny was on there. They had every major music artist.
That's why I didn't know he was there.
I love Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes. I do love Kenny Loggins.
Do you sit at home and put on the Loggins?
How many albums you got?
Five.
Really?
Yeah, I've got all the Loggins.
Are you serious?
I've got all the Loggins in Messina.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I do like some Kenny Loggins.
What do you call a Loggins fan? Logger? You know what I mean? There's like...
A logger.
Well, everybody's got different names for their...
I'm going to go drop a Loggins.
Yeah. You're a logger.
I don't know. Those guys are tough. I feel weird walking around like, I'm a logger.
You're a logger. Miles is a logger.
Yeah.
Logging it tonight, man.
Here's how you vote on our Bad Choice Friday. Just follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. We'll put the poll up there. You get to vote in one of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with a shout of the day and of the weekend. What else we got going on today? Oh, we have a question of the day that we do. And today we want to know what was the thing that hit or almost hit you. And we'll start with this breaking news. Katie Sagal, we know her. She was on the program probably about 17 years ago, maybe.
Really?
18
years
ago. You
also might know her from her roles on TV.
Yeah, but if you listen to our show as much as we do, then you know her just from us.
Actually,
at the time she came on because she had just written a book, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
But now you know her from Sons of Anarchy.
And she's on The Conners.
Anybody seen that? And The Conners, and what was the other show? Married with Children.
She also had a short-lived show named Rebel. She did. It came on last year or this year, but also ended this year.
She was awesome as Gemma.
She is cool.
She's very cool, man.
She is an awesome woman. Unfortunately, she got hit by a car today while crossing the street in L.A.
Damn, man.
And was taken to the hospital.
She had a bell drug to be cool the time she got hit by a car.
She did. She was,
remember her? Real cool lady. Real, real cool. Been on the show, wrote a book, man, all these great TV shows. Yeah, she was hit by a car.
We got to mention Katie Sagal. She's been around for a while, but you got to remember, like, she's no spring chicken to get hit by a car.
No, she's not.
I mean, I don't know if she's in her 60s or whatever, but either way, I mean, get hit by a car hurts. The older you get, I'm assuming it hurts more.
I think it hurts less, but does more damage.
The driver of the car did stop to help Katie, and she was transported by ambulance to a local hospital, treated for her injuries. Sources say they're not serious, though, and she's expected to hopefully to be released sometime afternoon. So far, they say accident happened at 11:40. She was in a crosswalk when a Tesla, making a left-hand turn, apparently didn't see her and tagged her, and then kind of dragged her down the street a little bit.
Ooh.
Sources say cops issued no citations, no arrests were made, there were also no drugs or alcohol involved.
Drivers.
The incident remains under investigation. I was going to say, I wonder if that damn thing was an auto drug.
No, I think there's something about people that drive Teslas just aren't good at it. I know there's always the autopilot thing, right. I get it. But it seems like Tesla is getting a lot of accidents one way or another, whether you had your hands on the steering wheel or not.
Yeah.
I do not know what it is. Like, you got the money to buy a Tesla, then you just want to hit people.
Mm-hmm. She's 67, by the way.
Oh, 67 damn, is she?
Yeah.
I shouldn't say it like that. Make her feel like, damn, Katie.
Damn. Kevin Harder.
Damn.
Oh, let's see.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Hideki Matsuyama, he is a professional golfer. He's playing in the 2021 Shriners Children's Open. That's in Las Vegas. They do a lot of good down there, especially for the Shriners Hospitals. Guy got knocked to the ground and bloodied after he hit a bad drive. He said he felt weird and totally disoriented, but he was cool. Hideki came over and gave him a hat and an autographed glove. Thank you so much, because you can't wear the hat when you've been hit in the head with a ball because your head's all swollen up. He told him not to worry about. But he ended up going to the hospital for stitches, and he set up a GoFundMe to raise $15,000 for, quote, high medical bills and, quote, issues. Which I'm not sure that you could really diagnose that in a day.
Maybe an issue's pre-existing.
Typically, what I find is that if I go to the hospital for anything, you know, I might have to pay a little bit of money up front. But then typically, 3 months later, I get something in the mail and go, oh, my God, it cost what?
Yep.
So I don't know how he figured out $15,000 the next day, if you know what I'm saying. Like, they're not, even if you go up to the front and you say, hey, man, how much was my bill? I said, well, we haven't processed anything yet, and we're still going to run your insurance and all those things, and then, you know what I mean, we'll figure out what's covered and what's not.
I think $15,000 is still safe. I mean, if you had to guesstimate, right?
For, like, well, for stitches.
You? Yes.
I mean, because once you get hit in the head, I mean, unless you have something drained from your head, unless, you know, like anything else, like even when Ted opened up his head, it's not like they went in there and did stuff. Like, yeah, we'll make you smarter since it's opened
up. You get charged, you know, like, because they're there. Look, I broke my ankle. Jesus, I was 11 years old. So this is 41 years ago, right? 41 years ago. So if you account for inflation, just know I went there. We got the bill. I remember my father was bitching about the bill. We had insurance, but you still had to pay some out, all right? Mm-hmm. So one of the things, as we went down the itemized list, right? So there's all this crap that they gave me. We get it. But one of the things, it was $120 for advice. Advice. Mm-hmm. Do you know what their advice was? Put ice on it, keep it elevated. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I was doing before I went to the hospital? I put ice on it and had it elevated. I was 11 and figured that out. But yeah, that, man, they charge you for everything. So when you add it all together, I think he's probably about right.
Ted, here's a good one for you. All right, so I had to go over to the polyclinic across the street there.
All right.
And I had three...
Get that thing lanced on his penis.
Yeah, I had to get three things lanced for my body because I went to a skin doctor and they said, hey, man, you might have some stuff on your back, but there's two or three here that we believe might have the potential to be skin cancer. So we're going to lance those, and we're going to take them to the lab and see if you've got it or not, if these are, you know, benign or whatever the deal is. I said, okay, no problem. So they cut them off and do that whole thing, and about 2 months go by. And I come into the office, and I'm that old man now that on my way out the door, I grab the mail, and then when I come into work, it's in my back pocket, and I start opening up my bills. So the charges were $635 for them to take these three things off and then take them to a lab, you know, to see if they're cancers. Fortunately, they were not cancers. Do you know the charge out of $635 what the insurance company covered?
Take a guess.
$30.
Zero.
Now,
hold on.
Why do they call it insurance?
Hold on, there is a silver lining in this.
What is the silver lining?
I asked.
He doesn't have cancer.
No, there's a silver lining. Now, if...
I agree with Ted on this.
Yeah, that
before
seems
you're done.
Like that's the silver
that
lining.
That should be the gleaming silver lining. You don't have cancer, but what's next?
Okay, so here's the deal. Here's what I figured out. Here's what they let me know. Now, if I would have had cancer, all right, in every single one of the three locations, guess how much it would have cost me?
No charge.
Free.
Free.
Yeah. Really?
Free. Yes. If I just would have had the cancer, I wouldn't have had to pay the money.
Damn it.
Ah.
See, he's right. That's not a silver lining.
I mean, what in the hell, right? You mean if I had cancer, it's on the house? But if I don't, it's not? All right. Good times.
Thank you.
What am I doing wrong here? So our question, what was
not having cancer.
What a bummer. What was the thing that hit or almost hit you? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello.
What the hell?
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Hey, guys. So what hit me in the face was a beer bottle. No.
Okay.
No, I'm all right. So actually, I was 16 years old, and I was in Denmark for a soccer tournament called Danecup. And drinking ages there was 16. Well, we played some German team earlier in the day, and we put a spanking on them. Well, later in the day, the whole tournament puts on these like giant discos inside these huge tents. Pretty trippy. Well, I'm walking by and I see this team of dudes that we just beat earlier that day. And next thing you know, I get a beer bottle hit me in the face. So I walk over the guys, you know, confront them. Next thing you know, I start scrapping with these three dudes. And then I get another bottle cracked over my forehead, dazed and woozed. And then a chick, some random chick comes from out of nowhere and pimp slaps the crap out of me.
Why did all these people attack you?
I'm an American. Nobody wants to lose to an American in soccer.
Especially in soccer.
When he said he was soccer tournament, you knew why.
How were you doing drinking as a 16-year-old? Could you hold your own up until this happened?
You know what? I started shooting heroin when I was 15, so alcohol is nothing.
You started shooting heroin when you were 15, but you were still athletic enough to play soccer at that level at 16?
Yes, sir.
So what did you do, like just every once in a while?
No, I was a daily user.
You were a daily user, but yet you were one of the best soccer players in the area.
I wouldn't say that. I was definitely on one of the best teams in the state my whole life, but I wouldn't say I was one of the best in the area. No.
All right, well, you're on the best team. I mean,
hey,
I
a lot of bad players have Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, but I have to ask, do you think you would have been a better soccer player if you weren't on the junk the entire time?
Yeah, 100%. I had a couple of full rides to Division I schools, and I ended up blowing them because I became a full-blown junkie. When I was younger, you know, I'd only use maybe once a day. But when I got older, you know, it was multiple times a day. I was needing it, you know. All
okay.
That
well, what happens when you go and play in this tournament? Now you can't do your daily fix. I mean, did that affect you?
At the time, like I said, I was only using minimal amounts. So it didn't, fortunately.
Okay.
What was the moment that got you to kick the habit, assuming that you've kicked the habit?
Man, I think I was 20 or 21 years old, and I was living in Dream Park in the slide in Port Angeles for like years, and I'm about 5'10". I got down to 110 pounds.
Jesus.
And it was just, I'd been to treatment 4 or 5. It was just like time to get right.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Hey, can I give a shout out real quick?
Sure. Yeah. Heroin dealer.
Hey, I want to shout out everybody at the Bremerton Hall for the UA Local 26 Plumbers and Pipe Fitters. What's up, everybody?
Okay.
All right. Nice.
Very cool.
I read an article years ago about heroin, and it was just like, you think about just what you see in all the movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This guy was like, well, I had an office job. And he's like, it was cheap. Like, I first started using it, and, like, it wasn't bad. And he's like, it just gets worse and worse.
It gets
worse
and worse.
But basically, he was just writing. And remember, like, unfortunately, after all the pills legally showed up.
Yeah, heroin use went down.
Right, but then our streets were flooded with this clean, cheap heroin. Right. So, like, people didn't have to shoot it. You could snort it. You could smoke it. And that's how a lot of people got
I went with a heroin addict every day and didn't even know it. Until he had to go to rehab.
I worked with a few heroin addicts just over the years, man. And some of them, I knew they were on heroin. But even though you could watch them shoot up, it was a restaurant. You watched them shoot up next to the dumpster outside. You didn't see any real effect. Mm-hmm. I mean, they still, in restaurants, I mean, you're always hustling, man. These guys, they still got their job done. So I don't know if they're just maintaining, if they're, you know, chasing the dragon, whatever it was. And then God knows that since we've been on radio, we've worked with a lot of cats that have been hooked on oxy.
Yeah, but as far as doing sports, too, you think about certain drugs affect you in different ways. And, you know, like, and some drugs do help, I think, in a lot of ways that, you know, for certain sports, as far as your focus and everything else.
I'm going to assume others, that weed so helps with basketball.
It does.
Only because 85% of the guys in the NBA are stoned all the time. And these are top tier players, man.
Well, I mean, weed does not seem to affect me when I play basketball. Like, you know what I mean?
I think you'd zone in.
It doesn't change the way, I mean, I lock into
I lock into
the basket. When I used to run long distances, if I had to run like 12 or 10 miles to train for a race or whatever, and I had to do my long run, I would get so stoned I couldn't see.
Sure.
That way, for the first 5 miles, first hour or whatever, I'm just out of it.
Right, but you're just locked in.
I think some of it, too, is just muscle memory.
Yeah.
And I know a bunch of people that smoke weed before they shoot hoops, but they've always done that. So for them, it's almost weird not doing it. Mm. Whereas, like, I'm one of those people, like, I can't smoke till my day's over. Just because once I smoke, I'm kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
I tried to play hoops once, and it was awful. Like, we smoked a blunt beforehand. It was like every time somebody passed me the ball, I could just see, like, the rotation slowly. Yeah. Like, oh, there it is.
Oh, my God, it's in my hands.
I was on a three-day little golf extended weekend, and the first 2 days I played.
Now there's a sport I'll play stoned.
Well, yeah. Look, the first day I played, I played like, you know, I didn't play very well.
And then I was going to drive home on the Sunday, so I was going to play in the morning. So the middle day in between, I figured, look, man, I got a quarter hit of acid. I'm going to take this. You know what I mean? And I shot like 85 the first day. Next day, I shot a 77.
Right.
I never shoot in the 70s. You know what I mean? I'm just zzz, everything is falling in. You know what I mean? Like, every club was easy. Everything was fun. I'm drinking beer. I'm driving in a cart. And I'm just laughing my ass off the entire time.
Just laughing and crushing.
Every time I hit a shot, I started laughing. And people around me were just like, God, why is he laughing? I was on fire.
Somebody called you. Like,
Next day, I get up Sunday morning and shoot like an 87.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? No acid.
Do acid when you play golf, Miles. I'm here to tell
you. It helped. Me and Doc Ellis. What was the thing that hit or almost hit you? 206-421-ROCK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
99.9 KISW. Yay! You're in the men's room.
Our question, what was the thing that hit or almost hit you? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I got hit by stale bread.
Tell me you're a seagull.
No.
Okay. What happened? So,
back in college at Rochester Institute of Technology in New York, my buddies called me up and said they had something cool to show me. And so, not thinking anything of it, I went up and checked it out. And normally you have to have one of them come down to get you into the dorm, but I managed to get in without them. And I showed up and looked at them. They're just like, OS. And they started just grabbing all this stuff because one of them worked at Panera Bread and started pelting me with all this stale bread. So.
Did anything happen to your head?
Being nerds. Uh-huh. I was on the baseball team. So after the initial shock, I started catching it and throwing it back at them harder.
All right.
Got him. All right. Yeah. Bam.
Yeah, Ted?
I don't know. I just thought it would be a harder object than stale bread. But, you know, it could have been some stale-ass bread.
But the object does not need to be. One of the best things I've ever seen hit someone else. It was a Christmas party for one of the restaurants. Anyway, somebody brought a latex vagina, right? But it was just kind of flat, but then it looks like a vagina in the front, whatever. Everyone's having fun. People are sticking blow pops in it, etc. Mm-hmm. But as the night goes on, everyone's getting drunk, so everyone starts throwing this thing around. And it was not me, thank God. But at some point, somebody threw it, and as it's clearing the doorway, the boss's wife steps into the room, and this thing smacks into her cheek, but because it's latex, like, it hit her cheek, and then stayed there for a second before it fell off. And it is the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
That's kind of what happened to me down in New Orleans.
It didn't hurt her, and she wasn't even mad about it until she saw what it was. She looked down, and she's like, oh, my God. Went on and on and on about it. Like, yeah, you got hit with a latex vagina.
You can catch food in your mouth pretty good. We're a little bit
hungry. In Ted's former life, he was a seal.
I usually can, but I almost chipped a tooth in Milwaukee.
What were you trying to catch?
Went after it again.
One of our friends didn't have a room key. He was a little lost.
All right.
So now me and my other buddy are waiting up for him.
He's got peanut M&Ms. And I'm like, we're in the hotel room. I'm like, keep tossing. I'm going to catch him eventually. Just like, ting, ting. Ding, yeah. And then he's like, I'm going to stop. That looks like it hurts.
How far away did you get? Because I want to say...
He was close. The question is, how many liters of beer had I had at the German beer hall?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, just honestly. I have thrown many different food items into Ted's mouth. It's just something that happens out of the blue. Hit me! Right? And Ted gets into a stance. I want to say we got like up to 20 feet away.
Yeah.
And you nailed the grape. And I'm like, this is unbelievable.
I'm usually pretty good.
Well, this guy was shucking oysters. And we were hungover as hell, man. And, you know, I'm like, all right, man, hit me. And he's probably about...
Now, I want you to picture the guy. The guy looks like Jimmy Walker with a mustache.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. What time of day is it?
It's noon.
Maybe noon. So yeah. we've been up for a bit. Maybe we had a few shots, but this is a lunchtime.
Yeah.
In this little ratty place, and we're sitting at bar stools. But you can look into the kitchen.
Are you ordering oysters?
We're all getting oysters.
All right.
The guy's back there shucking for like four of us, five of us. And just, if you can see the guy, like baggy jeans, like an old brother man with a mustache, just wearing the tank top.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there was an unlit cigarette
tight,
in his
tight,
mouth.
Tight tank top.
Yeah.
Like I'm from the South tank top.
All right.
So I'm like, hey, man, hit me. And I mean, he's shucking these things so fast. It was impressive just watching him. I mean, he was just like, and this thing, next thing I know, this big oyster, end over end, comes my way, and I open my mouth as big as I can, and it hits me right in the eye.
No.
The problem is they're salty and briny as hell. Right?
Yeah.
So when this thing hits me in the eye, it's like opening your eyes in the ocean. Like I was like, oh, God, oh, man. Of course, it sliced off first. It ends up in my lap. I picked it up and ate it anyway, but yeah.
And the sound was great.
It was coming.
I just feel like raw oysters when I'm hungover is not sound good.
Dude, I'm telling you, they kind of hit the spot.
All right.
They really, really did. I'll give him credit for that. But yeah, I mean, he went, and the guy didn't want to do it at first. He's like, nah. Right? Because that's about how much you get in the world. Like, come on, man. You know Miles. Super persistent. Come on, man. Just throw me one. Hit me. Nah, brother. I ain't gonna
great time.
Come on, man. Come on.
You know, right. Before you knew it, was in the air flying. It was a big one. So it was end over end. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a little.
I mean, that's a good toss to hit you in the face with it.
Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with the man's throat.
No.
All right? You had a Marquise Brown Detroit Lions moment.
And this is a Gulf of Mexico oyster, man. This is a big fat daddy flying my way. This isn't like a nice little Komodo or something.
I told you my brother years ago, after a Maryland game, he's at a bar. And I don't know what happened, but somehow a tortilla chip got thrown, but it was purple.
Mm-hmm.
He took it as offensive and was like, God, a jackass throws a purple tortilla chip at somebody. And then the three dudes got up and almost beat his butt.
Oh, my God.
Your brother should have said, no, which one of you?
Mm-hmm.
All three of you did not throw this.
Good God.
Just, is that how
30 years in the industry. He still walks in the damn kitchen talking on the phone.
He talks everywhere.
He knows what's going on. He knows where he works. He does the same crap.
What was the thing that hit or almost hit you? 206-4200.
Why can I have this conversation? I go, in his defense, generally studio doors are closed.
That's
they
correct.
Are. But we've been there without people, so we've had it open and then get a little airflow. And he just walks around the corner on his phone. Yeah.
I remember how 77 when we were putting on Foreigner up there at the Green Lake Amphitheater. Yeah, it was a great show.
He was on a video call yesterday and he goes, here comes one of our afternoon guys, the Ted Smith. And I was like, hey. And I'm like, who are you talking to? He's like, my electrician. So I was like, oh, okay, well, tell him hi.
Exactly. My electrician.
What was the thing that hit her almost 206-421 right?
I swear to God, that happened right before I turned the corner to our desk yesterday.
Hello, Dan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
So this is a story about something that hit my wife in the face.
Okay. Sounds
so
dirty.
She was preparing a dinner in the kitchen, and I was about, say, 20 feet away, and a giant horsefly had came in somehow, and I was violently waving around the fly swatter, and as I was doing that, she screams from in the kitchen across the room, and I said, what happened? And she didn't know, and I guess the horsefly, I hit it so hard that it smash into the side of her temple.
Nice.
That's a cool shot, man.
Did you tell her that?
No, she saw what I was doing, so we put two and two together, and I immediately apologized and then went into pretty much laughing hysterically that I couldn't believe that happened.
Have you ever been bitten by a horsefly, man?
No, I can't. I hate them, so I immediately charge after him with the fly swatter, and I hate those things.
I hate
they
them,
are the
too.
Worst.
If one bites you, you'll hate them even more. It hurts so goddamn bad, it's unbelievable. It really is.
I just, like I said, I don't have a lot of encounters with them, so I've never got bit, luckily.
I haven't had a lot. The first time I even saw a horsefly, I did not know what it was, but it bit my father on the head. We were outside eating, and this basically, as far as my brother and I saw, just this big-ass bug lands right on his bald spot. Before he could get his hand up there to brush it away, he didn't know what it was. It bit his head. And, I mean, he screamed all kinds of expletives.
All the terrible.
And my brother and I could not stop laughing. I mean, my mother kept looking at us like, he might kill you. Mm-hmm. Like, he was so pissed off. But goddamn, that was funny.
What was the thing that hit or almost hit you? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Konnichiwa.
Hola. Hola.
Happy Friday.
How are you?
Positive Friday. Positive.
All right. So I was on the rooftop at a party in Olympia at my buddy's house. And one of the other party participants that I had just met that day, who was a friend of my friend's, decided it would be a great idea as I'm standing on the roof overlooking the beautiful city of Olympia, looking at the Capitol, to throw a full beer can at my head. And, I mean, you know, to his credit, excellent aim. I'm just standing up there, I'm like buzzed from drinking all day, and then just out of nowhere, you know, the sun's going down, I'm looking at the Capitol building, the dome and everything, and then boom, just smashes me right in the back of the head. The beer can explodes. The beer goes all down my shirt. So I did not want to give him the satisfaction of reacting. So I just stood there like nothing even happened. And in my head, I was just like, oh, my God, I can't believe
did you have a, me like that. Did you have a bruise or anything, or were you able to just kind of shake
no,
it off?
No, I mean, it just like you imagine like an aluminum can hitting you in the, you know, like I was drunk already. So it didn't even hurt. It was just more of the shock of like, oh, my God, I can't believe this guy. I don't even know yet. We became really great friends after that. But like, wait, I didn't even know him.
You didn't know him yet?
Nope. Nope, he was a friend of my friend's. They went to college together. My buddy was working for a state senator down in Olympia, so they had this like 4th of July parade going right down the main drag. He lived around the main drag. So, you know, the parade going by, and then the end of the day, I'm just buzzed and looking at the sunset, and then blam, yeah, it just nails me.
Damn.
And then later we're like being buddies, like hanging out on the roof together drinking beer.
And that's how men make friends.
Yes.
I can't imagine throwing a full can of beer at somebody.
Especially somebody I don't
know. No, not exactly.
And we're not fighting, right? I'm not fighting for my life.
I'm only throwing a can of beer as if I am 100% positive the person I'm throwing it to can catch it. That way, you know what I mean? Because I'm tossing them a beer.
Toss them.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, that's one thing.
Right. And I have to know they're coordinated enough to do it. You know what I mean?
But I'm saying, like, if I saw my buddy sitting somewhere just looking at the sunset, I might be like, let's mess with him. And I'm a thrill.
Empty.
Let's throw an empty can at him.
Empty. I'm not trying to hurt him, nor am I trying to waste beer. Although, Miles, I have seen you throw a full beer probably three times. When we were living in First Hill.
Well, yeah. We all tried. Miles
and there
just had
was
the
a, where the polyclinic is, right outside of downtown Seattle. What's that, 5th and Manor?
But you realize that's a double building hole, man.
That is.
Whip that thing.
No, there's three buildings in front of where we... I can't remember which hole it was, because none of the three of them were there.
Right.
I want to say... I believe the polyclinic is built on top of three full Miller Lite cans.
Probably.
So one of those buildings is.
We used to barbecue in the alley.
If you want to call it that.
Yeah.
We had a little Weber grill. Stand in the alley, drink beer. And
in the rain.
Miles had the best arm, and he's like, I bet you I can make it to the other side. I want to say you did once, right?
I did, I think, once, yeah.
In his defense, I think I started that.
That sounds reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I was like, I think I could do it. And then Miles was like, I can do it. Most of the ones that fell short were mine. I had a trash arm.
What was the thing that hit or almost hit you? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores. Hey, guys. First time, long time. Big fan. You guys are all awesome.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate that.
But, this story takes place when I was living at my mom's house a couple years ago, and she really didn't like when I was smoking weed, and understandably, but I'll try to sneak when I can in her shed, and she let me hang out there, but she didn't want me to smoke ever, so I parked my car in the shed, and a buddy of mine, a brother, were all smoking weed in there just trying to sneak it, and I'm let them sit in the front, I'm sitting in the back, the bong's in the middle, it's sort of like the cup holder area. And when it's my turn, they say, yo, Zach, your turn. And I look over, and as I'm looking over, the bong is falling towards my face and hits me on my two front teeth and just shatters them into bits with everywhere.
Oh, God.
And I was surprised. It didn't hurt, but I was like, holy crap. And then I knew they were busted because there were teeth bits everywhere. So I was like, okay, what do I do now? And, you know, they're looking back at me like, dude, your teeth are just gone. Like,
you look like a vampire because the two sides of my front teeth were still there. So it looked like fangs. But yeah, so I'm like, okay, my aunt's a dentist. I'm going to have to call her and see if she can, you know, get me in, get these things filed down or whatever. But the excuse I use is, Mom, don't worry. Whatever happened, it wasn't smoking weed. I was putting my snowboard away, kind of up, and it just fell on my face.
Hey, are you a parent by chance, Zach?
No, no, I'm not.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little heads up. And I did not realize this as a kid, but I realized this as a parent. If I don't ask you something and you tell me what didn't happen, I immediately know that that's exactly what
happened. You don't volunteer the information.
If I get home and if my kid's like, hey, Dad, whatever happened, I didn't say mother effer in school. My first question is, why did you say that in school?
And this also goes for talking to cops.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Do not volunteer any information.
I don't have a body in the trunk. That's for sure.
Right.
That's for damn sure. Did your mom catch on or did she let it go?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she was like, a snowboard did this? And I was like, yeah, you know, my buddy was there, my brother was there. They're like, yeah, snowboard. And now they're like, okay, well, you're an idiot, and let's go get your teeth fixed.
I mean, to be fair, I would believe a snowboard busted out my kid's teeth before a bong falling toward their face. But if they brought it up first, I'd be like, you got your teeth knocked out with a bong, didn't you?
Well, it was like, it didn't even move very far. It, you know, it wasn't a big bong or anything like that. It just kind of fell onto my face. And at that time, you know, I didn't think my teeth were that weak, but it just shattered them into bits. And I had teeth parts all over my mouth.
Oh, maybe you have weak teeth.
So were they, do your teeth look normal now?
Yeah, no, they look great. My aunt did a great job. She got me in there and filed them down. And
is it permanent crowns or did you get one of those retainer things with teeth attached?
Well, that was the thing. These were like permanent teeth that were busted. And I thought that with how bad they were cracks and everything. And I thought that, you know, maybe I'd have to have them pulled or whatever. It didn't hurt. But yeah, I just had to have them filed down and, you know, cleaned and polished. And they look great.
Okay. I hate dental stuff like that, man. That and eye stuff.
I don't mind the dentist. I mean, assuming there's nothing wrong with my mouth, I don't mind going to the dentist.
It is what it is.
Right.
But you mean like dental pain?
I mean, yeah. When you have something wrong.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
Right. I mean, that's American History X. That's probably the scariest scene. It's just when you hear that dude's teeth hit that, the cement.
Yeah, scene makes me uncomfortable. Oh.
What was the thing that hit or almost hit you? 206-421-ROCK.
By the way, my kid had to go to the dentist on Monday, I think it was. Anyway, both kids are gone. And my son apparently is pushing back. I'm hearing this through mom, right? Like, she's like, hey, you need to talk to your son. Because he's just straight up, does not want to go to the dentist. Freaks him out, right? That's the idea. He's been there before. He knows it's fine. So I'm like, hey, dude, come here. You got the dentist appointment later today. So this was Monday morning before I come to work. He's like, yeah, I really don't want to go. I said, well, I know you don't want to go, but you're going to go. And he goes, well, if your teeth just get dirty anyway, what's the point of cleaning them? I said, because you get gum disease that goes in your brain and you'll die. And his eyes just bugged up. He's like, I'll go. So, yeah. So, I'm like, problem solved. Mm-hmm. Just threaten him with death. It's no problem.
You're going to die.
I mean, really. That's all it took. I'm not threatening to kill you. What I'm telling you is,
money your mom will save at the grocery store if you're not here.
Yeah, I was like, look, it's up to you. We can't make you do anything. But if you go in your brain, you're going to die. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Bajola.
Hola.
Positive Friday.
Yeah, positive Friday.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with the tomato battle that usually goes on sometimes.
A tomato battle?
If you're talking about the one in Spain, yes. Yeah. Anywhere else?
Yeah, the one in Spain.
Okay, yeah.
So there's usually something happens in California where they do events like that, too, like a little tomato battle.
All right.
I was involved in one of those, and so I got hit in the eye with a tomato.
Are we talking like full-size fat tomato, little heirloom, what?
Yeah, full-size fat tomato. So, but then the funny thing about it is that I was wearing a full-size mask where all you can see is my eyes and a helmet. So somehow, going throughout the entire battle, people throwing tomatoes everywhere, and it looks like a straight-up movie. Because I go through the battle, I come out on the other side, I look up, and I see one tomato come throughout all the tomatoes, and next thing you know, it hit me square in the eye. And I'm telling you, I couldn't move my eye for like 30 seconds. I thought I had a lazy eye for 30 seconds.
That's kind of what I felt like when I got, I mean, he hit me right in the eyeball, that oyster. It was like a.
So, man, how many people get involved in these tomato fights? The one in California.
About hundreds of people. Yeah, about hundreds of people.
And are you actually aiming at anyone, or is it just throw tomatoes as hard as you can in any direction?
Throwing in any direction. Not to mention you're also drunk at the same time.
Oh, of course you are.
Well, yeah, it's tomato bad.
Are people, is that the one, are people wearing basically the same things that they wear, like the same outfits they wear when they run with the Bulls? It's like, because I think I've seen it before, because they're all wearing white, so you can see where
the one in Spain, definitely.
Yeah.
So do they
the one in California, they're dressed up like I wore a Vikings helmet with a mask to try to protect my face, which obviously it didn't. but then everybody comes dressed up and we're all drinking all day, and then we go do the tomato battle after that.
That actually sounds fun, man. I can't lie. I mean, not get hit in the face with a tomato, but I'd be down for a couple hundred people tomato fight.
Couldn't hurt that bad. All things considered.
I just heard his story.
Depends on the ripeness of the tomato.
I was going to say, ripeness matters. If it's green, forget about it.
Exactly. Yeah, don't throw green tomatoes.
Come on. Mike's Hard Pumpkin. Yeah. What was the thing that hit or almost hit you? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.